Thank you for listening to the Pentecostals of West Houston podcast, where we are Spirit-filled and Spirit-led. Join us live at POWH.org.
I'll just encourage you to keep holding on to Jesus' hand. He's got the whole world in His hand. To our praise team, our worship team, thank you for leading us into the presence of the Lord. We are here in His presence. And I'm thanking the Lord that the year of 2022 has already started off in a high realm of expectation. We've already baptized two yesterday in the year 2022. We've already baptized two. I will get the story more in detail. I will get the story more in detail and share it with you as it's come to me. But I was made aware Sunday night after we had closed the service that I had a father and a mother come up with their child. This man is from Brazil and brought the child to me about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It was facing surgery on the 15th of December. We're going to have to open up the child's chest and remove what they felt to be a malignant mass in the child's chest that was life-threatening. And the dad was so broken when he brought the child to me. And we sat here on the front row, and I put the child on my knee and prayed the prayer of faith. I felt the Lord move at that time that we prayed for the child. The dad brought the child here on our New Year's Eve service and showed me the bandages on the child's chest. His chest had been opened up. The doctors were amazed when they went in to remove the mass. They removed the mass, but something had happened to it. It had shrunk. And they sent it off to the pathologist, and we are waiting on the pathology report. But the doctors feel certain that it is non-malignant. That child is healed, totally healed by the power of God. That's my God. You can look forward to that in 2022. That's what God is going to do for us in 2022. Oh, Brother Anderson, you were up and down my notes just a while ago. You were all over my notes. In fact, the Holy Ghost was all over my notes. I told my wife, I said, he has no idea what I'm fixing to say, but he is all over what I'm fixing to say. You want my iPad? You want to come up here and finish this? All right. It's good to have you in church today. Very first service of the new year. Can you believe it? How many is going to preach with me here? How many is going to preach with me? I want everybody to say amen. I want everybody to say amen. Let it be a high praise. Let everybody say amen. Amen, 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 amen. Clap our hands and warm up a little bit. Ah, God is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. I love Him. I love Him today. Something big is about to happen. Something great. We start today. Some of us started yesterday with our prayer and fasting, and I believe that big things are going to start happening. So I'm going to just preach it. You can do whatever you want to do with it. You might think I've fallen out of a tree, whatever you want to think, that's okay. But remember, you've been trusting me for a long time. You just trust me on this. Something big's about to happen in this church. Something big. You trust me. You trust me. Daniel chapter 11, the book of Daniel chapter 11 and verse number 32. And everybody say, pursue. For those of you that were not here for our New Year's Eve service, this is going to be our theme. Our team is working on our logo, but it is pursue. Pursue in 22. And such as do wickedly against the covenant, shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. My message today, get ready for supernatural encounters with God. That's what the Lord has told me is going to happen. Get ready for supernatural encounters with God. Clap your hands one more time and give God some high praise. Hallelujah. You may be seated. He wants us to experience His presence. It's not enough that we just know information about God. He wants us to experience His presence in a supernatural dimension. I have some questions to ask you today. Number one, how many believes that we are living in the greatest dispensation that there ever has been? Would you raise your hand? You really believe that? This will be a yes or no answer. Do you believe that God has ever been greater than He is right now? Do you believe that God has ever been more sovereign than He is right now? You can answer. Do you believe that God has ever performed more supernatural works than He is performing right now? If you said no to those last two questions, then I agree with you. Because God has never been more powerful than He is right now. He's never done more miracles than what He's doing right now. He's never been more sovereign than He is right now. So if that is the case, then I'm wondering why, as individuals and as a church, we don't expect God to do more supernatural things in our lives. Isaiah looked up. Have you ever been praying and looked up and saw God high and lifted up? I told you I was going to ask you some questions. Have you ever been praying and looked up and saw God high and lifted up? He said, I saw seraphims. When I got to praying, I was in the Spirit, and I looked up and I saw the Lord high and lifted up. I saw seraphims with each had six wings. And with twain did they cover themselves, and they cease not, Isaiah 6 and 3, crying one to another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. I looked up and I saw him that way. I have never experienced that in my life yet. But I'm pursuing it. Have you ever thought of the possibilities? Questions I'm asking. Have you ever thought of the possibilities of outrunning a chariot? That's what Elijah did. And from my research, from the top of the mountain where he took off of Carmel to Jezreel is about a 30-mile, or 19-mile, excuse me, about a 19-mile trip. And Ahab is in his chariots, and he's popping those steeds, and he's going full throttle. And all of a sudden, here comes a prophet running beside his chariot and passes him up. And when he gets to the gates of the city, the prophet is leaning up against the gates as if to say, what took you so long? Have you ever thought about that? It happened. Have you ever thought about walking through a wall? Just asking some questions. Jesus did it. Have you ever thought about being in a revival? And in just a second, be in another revival somewhere else in another city. Translated. It happened to Philip. Come on, am I in the Bible right now? Am I in the Bible? If I'm out of the Bible, let me know. Am I in the Bible? That is called supernatural experiences with God. And I'm wondering in the next 30 and some perhaps 60 days when we intensify this prayer and this fasting, are you willing to allow the Lord to do a supernatural work in your individual life? To see things that you never thought you would ever see. You say, Pastor, how can having a supernatural vision or seeing an angel or living in a throne room enhance my devotion to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? How could that type of experience deepen my intimacy with Christ? How could that make me a better witness for the Lord? You ask me today, is it not enough that I seek the Lord Himself to get on a journey to know the Lord? That's a good, honest question. So let's just take a look at the word of the Lord and see if we can't find the answer. Let's see if just knowing the Lord is enough to please the Lord. Is that fair? There are normal parts, and I will agree with you, there are normal parts to the believer's experience that will always be there in a knowledge of God. But when you really look at the Bible, everything you look in the Bible at concerning God, everything about God is supernatural. It's a supernatural gospel. What is the gospel? Well, 1 Corinthians 15 said it's the death, the burial, the resurrection. That's supernatural. The Word of God itself, the Bible that you hold. Did you know that was given to you in a supernatural way? The church that you're a part of, that was established in the upper room, was established by a supernatural outpouring of God's Spirit. Everything about God is supernatural. When He comes back for this church, it's going to be in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. The trumpet of God shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to be with them in the air. We're going to get from here to over yonder that quick. Faster than what your eye can even blink. That's supernatural. Let me say it again. Everything about God and His Word is supernatural. I'm talking about a worship experience, because for some, they are comfortable with formalities and organized religion. They're comfortable with going through the ceremonial part of just church. But then there are those like us who are passionately pursuing God to have an experience with Him as well as knowledge of Him. There's a difference. I'm talking about a meaningful relationship to where it is experienced in a dimension like you have never seen Him before. Not just knowledge, but an experience. Did you know the more experience that you share with someone, the deeper that your relationship with that person becomes? How many realizes that? As far as me and the first lady of this church, I'm not talking about intimacy, but I'm talking about the experiences of life. The more experiences that we share together, the more deeper our relationship becomes, the more trips that we have taken. God has granted us that privilege of being able to travel in different countries of the world. One missionary trip we took in 2013, we went to 7 different countries. And those are memories that will be etched in our mind forever, but yet the experience itself seem to cause us to become closer. And that's what I hear the Spirit saying. Come closer. The more deeper our lives grow for one another, not just because of knowledge of her. I know her, but it's the experiences coupled with that knowledge. Are you following what I'm saying? It's not enough that I know her, but there has to be that experience that's coupled with that knowledge that causes that relationship to be cohesive and to become closer and to develop more intimacy. Can you imagine a bridegroom waiting for his bride as she walks down the aisle? He's standing there with pitter-patters going off in his chest, and he's all excited about the moment that he has waited for, and she's waited for with expectation, and she gets down to the front to meet with the pastor, and the pastor gives their vows to them, and will you vow to love each other for better or for worse? For richer or for poor, in sickness and in health, till death do you part. But they look at me and say, we do, but we want to do that with knowledge. And nothing else. We don't want the experience. We want the knowledge. I don't want my life just to be built on waking up in the morning, tell me that you love me, but I want to experience with that person that I love and share those experiences together. And today, the very first Sunday of the year 2022, you've got to make up in your mind, in your pursuit of God in the year 2022, of taking your relationship with him this year past just knowledge and moving into a relationship where you know that you walk with him and you talk with him and you experience him. Because it's going to be through those experiences that your knowledge coupled together with those experiences causes your relationship to develop stronger, and it also causes there to be a deep form intimacy that's between you and Jesus Christ that nobody else can take away from you. I wish somebody would help me right now. Come on, I really wish you would join in and help me right now. Come on, if you believe that, don't just look at me. Come on, help me right now. I've got to convince somebody that God wants to give you an experience with Him. God wants to give you revelations of Him. God wants to give you an understanding of Him through an experience that you cannot just get through knowledge. Can I say that again? You cannot get to where I'm talking about just through knowledge. It has to be coupled together with experience. You can have more theological degrees than Dr. Fahrenheit. Know how to give your homily and your theses and your discourse and know how to do all of that. You might know hermeneutics, homineutics, and all of those nudics. But until you couple that knowledge together with an experience, you will never know God in the capacity that I'm talking about here today. And without question, a healthy, balanced, unshakable relationship is both knowledge and experience. You have to know the Word, but you also have to experience the Word. You cannot just know this in your mind. You have to experience it in your life. And let's just talk about us, because in Pentecost, it's sad that most of the time we have the experience and we only pursue the experience side. We want the shock, the electricity to hit us in the back, make us fall back on the floor. We want to talk in tongues, fall out, somebody pick us up and carry us out to the door, and we'll go home and we'll come back. And that's our relationship with it. We want the experience, but we failed to know Him. And in understanding Him, yes, we can talk in tongues, and yes, we can run the aisles, and yes, we can jump. Y'all mind if I take off my coat? We can run the aisles, and we can dance, and we can do all of that, and we know how to do that, but we have failed to understand Him. But I tell you, go after knowledge. But in all of your getting, can I quote from the wise man, in all of your getting, get understanding. You cannot forsake at the expense of understanding and getting knowledge at the same time of seeking His hand. It came to me so strong a while ago, I almost heard the Lord talk audibly in my ear. In His presence is fullness of joy. We like that part, but do we understand that at His right hand, what's the right hand of God? That's majesty. That's majesty on high. That's the power of God. That's the anointing. That's the glory. That's the supernatural. In His presence, there's fullness of joy. At His right hand, pleasures are what? Why? Because you've developed intimacy. They that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. His hand, His right hand, is where you reside. His right hand of power, His right hand of authority. His right hand is where lies the supernatural. And I'm looking at everyone in this room today, and I'm telling you, in on this entire 31 days in the month of January, 31 days in the month of January of prayer and fasting, God wants to give you a supernatural experience with Him. Unlike any other experience you've ever had with Him. And it's going to have to go beyond knowledge. It's going to have to be in an experiential experience to where God begins to take you and show you and lead you and guide you, direct you, and anoint you. And this is what God's desire is for this church, to not just know me, but to experience me. Love must be expressed. I love God. Do you? I love Him. Do you really? Because love must be expressed. That's how it works in our walk with God. It must be expressed. You have desire to know Him intimately. He wants us to experience His love. He wants us to experience His kindness. He wants us to experience His truth. He wants us to understand His doctrine, but He also wants us to understand His miracles. You're missing this. I feel like you're missing it. He wants you to know the doctrine, but He also wants you to know His miracles. Bishop, can I say this to you? It doesn't matter if I experienced anything past that which I have. Some say it really doesn't matter if I experience anything past that. What I've got to this point is
got me to where I'm at, and I'm okay. Are we sure about that? Can you imagine how disappointed God would be to hear us say, Lord, reading the Bible is all I need? Can you imagine how disappointed he would be in saying, Lord, me coming to church, that's all I need. What I do when I get here, that's enough. Doesn't matter if I experience anything past that. That's enough. You look at me when I tell you that will not work. That's not good enough. And that is very disappointing to God. That the best you can offer him is just you making a concerted effort to come to church. And that's as far as your experience goes with him. Because you just coming together is really not experiencing that intimacy that really comes not in a group setting. But intimacy, ladies and gentlemen, can I say this and not be misunderstood as trying to be X-rated? Intimacy usually is shared in privacy. It's alone time. It's not shared in a group setting. So for me to take my relationship with God and tie it only to when I come together with you, and that's a Bible mandate too. Forsake not the assembling of yourself together. But if that's all my church is, I pick it up where I left it off the last time I came here. I don't have a proper relationship with God if that's all I am doing is just sharing a relationship with him when I come to church. And what God is trying to stress to me, and what I believe that God is trying to tell me to share with you, that in 2022, yes, we have got to get knowledge of him, but we have got to start seeking the hand of God in 2022. We have got to start seeking the right hand of majesty of God. And we have got to see the supernatural work of God manifested, not so much in a church setting, but God has got to start working supernaturally in our own individual lives. I want you to clap your hands until you feel that. I want you to clap your hands and shout until you feel that glory. I'm telling you, you've got to take the book. You've got to hide the book in your heart. That word, if I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. Yes, but when you do that, you've got to stop. You've got to pause. You've got to saturate yourself in the supernatural presence of Almighty God. And Jesus is desiring that we have a supernatural encounter as a church body overall in POWH with Him in the year 2022. Got a question for you. Some might view this as trivial and trite. Some might view it as invasive, intrusive. But I'm not trying to be a comedian. I'm trying to provoke you to good works. Let me ask you a question. And please don't answer it by an outburst. When's the last time you talked in tongues? Good question. Did you know that was a supernatural experience? Because the last time that I read my Bible, they gave utterance as the Spirit gave them utterance. Tongue talking, praying in the Holy Ghost is a supernatural experience. Watch what he said in Hebrews 12 and 2, looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith. Who? Watch this. For the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. Now, some of us have read that so many times. And I would dare say for not many, if any, in this room, did you just hear that scripture for the very first time? But we have read that so many times that we have missed it. So let me tell you what we've missed and what it means. What that means is he went through all of that. He had to go through all of that so he would have joy with you after he did for you what he did for you. He went through all that he went through at Calvary so he could sit down and have good times with you. He could share intimacy with you. He could have relation with you. Not just knowledge, but experiences. Why? To make your relationship with him cohesive. That I may know him. That I may know him. He said, I endured the cross for the joy that was set before me because I knew that there would be a time that you, Jonathan, on the 2nd of January, the year 2022, and that there would be a group of people that would say, God, I know how many gods there are. There's not but one God. I know that. I know how I need to get baptized. I need to get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. I know the doctrines of the Bible. God, I'm living a separate life unto you, but God, I'm hungry for a relationship with you through an experience with you. And it's not enough for me to have knowledge without the experience. God, watch me, because I'm fixing to get real wild with you. God, I would like to have an out-of-body experience with you in 2022. He asked you a while ago, what's any difference between what happened in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John back then than what there is right now? And you all said, there is no difference. They had out-of-body experiences in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. See, I told you it was all over my notes. Let me ask you a question. God, I'd like to see an angel in 2022. Is that in the Gospels? Of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? You all folks said it was. Can I get an amen from somebody out there that believes it's in there? How many believes that's in the Bible? Then let me ask you another question. Why do you get so quiet? When I talk about out-of-body experiences or I talk about angels, you claim to have the Holy Ghost. You claim to have the same experience that the apostles had. Can I say something else? God, I'd like for your gifts of the Spirit to operate in me in the year 2022. The nine spiritual gifts, I would like that to work. Tongues, not the gift of tongues, but the gifts of the Spirit. There's a difference between the gift of tongues. The gift of tongues is given at the initial receiving of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the operation of the gifts of the Spirit. The gift of tongues that operates, that's in 1 Corinthians 12 and 14, and it's sandwiched in 13, the love chapter, the charity chapter, is sandwiched right in there. God, I want that to operate in me. Who, me? Who, me? You know why you're saying who, me? You haven't been on enough vacations with him. You haven't been on enough trips with him. You haven't spent enough time with him. You know it, but you haven't had the experiential side of it. Is the reason this seems foreign to you is because you don't really know him. Now, I got something for you to think about. And this is going to challenge your mind, and I'm going to run out of time if I'm not careful. In that day when we stand before him, Lord, have we not cast devils out in your name? And in thy name have we done many mighty works? I'm going to ask you a question. Who has the power to cast out devils, but Holy Ghost filled people? To try to cast devils out of somebody without the Holy Ghost. You'll find some people in the New Testament that tried that. They got their clothes ripped off their body. And the devil kicked their hide and sent them running down the road naked. So who has the ability to cast out devils but Jesus' name people? Now watch what he said. We've done all of this in your name. So you know what that tells me? This is Holy Ghost filled people. But he's going to turn around to them and say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Why? We have the Holy Ghost. I never knew you. When the Bible talks about Mary and Joseph, and the Bible says of Mary, she had to that point, and not until after the birth of Jesus Christ, she never knew a man. Do you understand? I think everybody understands what we're talking about. She had never shared intimacy. And when Jesus says to these Holy Ghost filled people, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. You had knowledge of me, but you've never experienced intimacy with me. Someone asked you, what's wrong with in 2022 saying, God, I want to have an out-of-body experience. I want to see an angel. I want to be used in the gifts of the Spirit. I would like for the gift of tongues and interpretation to flow out of me. You know what? You know what I felt? I'll be honest with you. I felt it here. While you were standing up here, I felt it come over me. And I started to do what the Spirit was inclining me to do. And all of a sudden, the Spirit checked me and said, hold off on that just a minute. Because I'm gonna check the pulse of this congregation. Are you yielding yourself? Are you yielding yourself to know him? Do you really want to know him in 2022? God is ready to take this church to supernatural encounters with him in the year 2022 that's beyond head knowledge and even Bible knowledge. And he wants to take us into a knowledge of the kingdom. See, I'm going to get on kingdom principles before the year is over with. God wants to show us the kingdom. Would you clap your hands, and I want you to give God your best shout of praise right now for where God is about to take this church. Would you give God your best shout of praise? Hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Where's your expectation level? High expectation. What we must know is there's more in a relationship than even experiencing the Lord himself. It involves experiencing his whole kingdom. And there's a place inside the kingdom, listen, called heaven. I'm not going to get too deep into this, but there's a place inside of the kingdom called heaven. And when you study kingdom principles, there are angels. There are chariots of fire. There are seas of glass like crystal. There's a river of life. There's a tree of life. There's a great cloud of witnesses. And when you look at the kingdom of God, he has all of these supernatural things that surround his kingdom, and he wants his people to be full of them. The Word of God has information, and it has revelation about the kingdom of God, and he wants you to know that you have been invited to come into his kingdom. God has asked you young adults. He's asked you young people. He's asked you married folks. And I put a K on mine. He's asked the teenagers. Come on and come to my kingdom. Come on to my kingdom. You do not have to wait till you get to heaven to see the supernatural. You do not have to wait till you get to heaven to see God manifest himself in your life. You do not have to wait until you get to heaven to see God do some supernatural things. But you listen to your bishop. Make up your mind that you're going to bring heaven down here to earth. When you pray, how do you pray? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. As it is, let me ask you a question. What was man made out of? And God formed, Genesis 2:7, and God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Man, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Now watch this. The Bible calls this a earthen vessel. Take this spin on it. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. The same thing that's going on in heaven can be going on right here in this earthen temple. This vessel. My faith leaped when that father brought that child up and that mother brought that baby up. And that baby was not hesitant in front of his parents to take that button and undo that button and show me those bandages on his chest where his chest had been laid open about this far. And when they pulled that tumor out, that tumor had died. I didn't do that. I can't do that. I don't have the ability to do that, so don't try to say that it has anything to do with me. It could have been you that prayed the prayer of faith just the same way that I prayed the prayer of faith, and it could have been you that God used in the gift of healing the same way that God used me at that time in the gift of healing. But I can tell you this. When I prayed for that child, I felt something go through my body. I was not being boisterous. I was not being loud. But I felt an energy go through me that was not of myself. I knew that God had touched that child. And that's where the Holy Ghost wants to take. Come on, help me, man. Come on and help me. Come on and help me. Come on and help me. I know that's where God wants to take this church. I know that's where God wants to take this church. I know that's where God wants to take this church. I know that's where God wants to take this church. So if that's the case, Brother Hernandez, you must have caught it Sunday night, because he texts me, we've got a whole lot to do in 2022. We've got to get past the point of just coming to church and knowing God in a shallow yet knowledgeable way. We know the word, we quote the word, we preach the word, we believe the word, we've got knowledge of the doctrine, but we have very little experience in kingdom principles. The kingdom of God is so much more than you just talking in tongues. In fact, if you really want to analyze it, there's going to be a time after the rapture takes place that tongues is going to cease. That'll be done away with. Did you know that? There will be no more speaking in tongues. There will be a time that water baptism will be done away with. There won't be any more of that. There will be a time that repentance is done away with. There won't be any more of that. So that means I don't have to do it? No, it means you have to do it, because the rapture hadn't took place yet. Because the Bible said that is the earnest of your inheritance. You know what earnest money is? That's just your sincerity of intent. That shows that you're intent on doing something. And God gave us this experience as a down payment. But a lot of people think because they have the down payment that they've got the full payment, and this is where they're missing it. The kingdom of God is the full payment. The kingdom of God is more than talking in tongues and being baptized in Jesus' name and repenting of your sins. The kingdom of God involves angels, and it involves all of the fullness of glory, all of that. It involves all of that. It involves the supernatural work of God. And he's trying to say to us, come on. Let me show you what I got. Let me take you on a trip so that you and I can get closer, that you and I have never taken before. And on this trip, I'm going to show you some things that you've never seen before, sights you've never seen before, experiences that you've never experienced before. You don't have to go through life beating and banging, but God's got supernatural kingdom principles that will work in your life. We are to seek that kingdom. We are to experience that kingdom daily. It's called kingdom characteristics. It's called kingdom language. We need to start learning the language of the kingdom. It's called kingdom activity. We need to learn what happens in the activities of the kingdom. The Bible says, fear not. Listen to Luke 12. 32, fear not, little flock. Jesus said this, fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to let you speak with tongues. It is your Father's good pleasure to do what? What is the kingdom? It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He wants to give you the kingdom. He wants you to experience the kingdom. He wants you to have kingdom anointing. He wants you to have kingdom principles applied to your life. What I'm praying for and what I'm fasting for, I'm praying and fasting for every lost soul in this community. And I'm praying Luke 15. And I'm praying that they are all coming home. All of the prodigals are coming home. I'm praying all of that. But that's not the only reason why I'm praying and fasting. I'm a little bit selfish on that prayer. And in that prayer of fasting that I'm doing, I'm asking God that He has... your pastor, and he's got your bishop in his hands, and I'm praying that God will endue me with a Holy Ghost anointing and a revelation that I brought to this pulpit. And here we go, to help me fight against the spirit of Antichrist that is in this world. I told you when I shared with you something to Bishop Huntley the other day that was shared with me about what is happening since COVID has taken over and where the millennials, especially the millennials, are taking organized religion today. If we do not understand that the spirit of Antichrist is at work, and we do not understand this, that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is at hand, we're almost blind and can't see. But this is what Bishop Huntley told me. When I sent him that article, he wrote me back and said, "This is very disturbing." He said, "The only thing that will combat this is a supernatural intervention of God's Spirit that will move into the arena of the unbeliever where they can see the difference between the fake and the real." I'm not talking about jumping up and down, and we do that. I'm not talking about running the aisles, and we do that. I'm not talking about shouting, and we do that. And we need to do more of it. But I'm talking about blinded eyes opening up. And I'm talking about deaf ears unstopping. And I'm talking about tongues of the mute loosening up. And I'm talking about notable cancers disappearing. And I'm talking about notable things happening, and that the world is going to look at and say, "Hey, that can't be fake. That can't be gimmicked. That can't be a fad. That can't be a facade. That's not plastic. That's not shallow. That's not hollow. That's the real deal right there. That's the real deal." Matter of fact, let me tell you something. There is no such thing as a counterfeit without a real thing. I've told you this before. Do you know the people that study counterfeit money, when they train them, they don't train them to study the counterfeit? Why? Because there's so many counterfeits. They're changing all the time. What they train them to study is the real thing. Anything different than that, that's a fake. That's a fake. That's a fake. You can get acquainted with the real thing so well that when you see something that's not right, you can say, "That's not of God. That's not of the Holy Ghost. I don't care if they're talking in tongues. That's not of the Holy Ghost. I don't care if they're running the aisles. That's not of the Holy Ghost." You hear me? You hear me? I've listened to devils speak in tongues. That don't tell me that they're spiritual. The Spirit bears witness to what's real and what's not real. You got to have that inner voice going on the inside. You got to have that inner voice going on the inside that says, that's real. Quit studying. That's why I don't go looking for devils. If we spend all of our time looking for devils, who's going to help the lost? What you need to study is the real deal. And when the devil sticks his ugly head up, cut it off and move on. I'm not a Salem witchcraft hunter, and I'm not going to spend my time talking about devils all the time. I'm not worried about what the devil's doing. I'm going to spend my time trying to get to know Jesus better than I've ever known Jesus in all of my life. It's got to be a supernatural anointing. It's got to be a supernatural anointing. You've got to make up your mind. You understand that's the reason God brought you to this church. Out of all of the churches that you could have been brought to, God directed you here to this church. And you've got to believe that. Can I say this? And I know a lot of people watch us online. I've had missionaries this past week text me about Sunday night's message and all of that. And you folks that are listening to me and watching me right now around the world, hello. But it's not me. It don't have anything to do with my preaching. Although we've got great music, it has nothing to do with the music in this church. But there's something about the anointing that God has allowed to sit in this church. I've had people tell me that when I walked through the doors of this church, I felt something that I've never felt in all of my life. I felt something move on me that I've never felt anywhere else. And that, what is it? What's making it? I can't tell you what it is. The only thing I can tell you is it's the Holy Ghost. It's the kingdom of God. It's the anointing of God. Go ahead and enjoy it. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy it. And when that happens, see, when that anointing happens to this assembly, that's when you don't have to beg people to come to church. That's when you don't, when you start seeing blinded eyes open up, the assembly will pack out. When deaf ears start unstopping, that's when the assembly is going to go into the overflow. You won't be able to keep us in our seats. In fact, we might have to move the chairs out of here because people are not going to want to sit down. They're going to want to stand up. You know, it's not coming to get comfortable. It's not coming so that the pastor can massage my shoulders, get the tension out of me. I've come to worship Jesus. I've come to magnify Jesus, and I feel something right now that I've never felt in all my life. And come on. Raise your hands and say, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Come on, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Oh. Let me read you one more. Jeremiah 12 and 5, if thou hast run with the footmen and they wearied you,
How do you think you're going to contend with horses? The Bible says that in the last days, that the battle is going to get rough. And it's going to get tough. I wish I could tell you it's going to get better, but it's not. In fact, it's going to get worse. And it's going to be tough getting to the finish line. Everything the devil has got in the proverbial kitchen sink, he's going to throw at you. He's going to do everything he can to try to get you down, discouraged, weak, anemic. Why? He's after that relationship with God, watch me, that he used to have. And you know what it caused him to see? Things that were so majestic and so celestial that he got to the place where he started looking at himself and said, I can do that too. And I will exalt myself above the throne of God. And I shall be like God. Let me give you another little principle here. I used to think it wasn't between me and him, but I don't think that anymore because I got a revelation. I shall exalt myself above the throne of the Most High, and I shall become as God, like God. Paul said, Beloved, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. The trump of God goes on to describe it. Dead in Christ are going to rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be called up together to meet them, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And we shall be like him. Don't miss this. The devil sees in you what you're growing into. You're becoming like him. And that's what he's always wanted to be. And he sees developing in you what he's always wanted to be, but can't ever be, no matter how bad he wants to become it. He can't become it, but you can. And therefore, he's going to come at you and try to deceive you of selling out your birthright to give him what he's always wanted to be but can't ever be. So if I can't be it, come join me to my final destination. And his final destination is a lake of fire. The devil wants to take you to hell with him. But the devil can go to hell by himself. There's an experiential side to this. There's an emotional side to this. There's a kingdom side to this that I cannot go without. And you've got to make up your mind in 2022. I want to hold his hand. Can you see that? I want to hold his hand. Let's stand. I want to see his face. I want his hand to dance in my life. Listen. She don't like it too much when I talk about her, but my Kelly girl takes care of me. She cleans. She takes care of my business and keeps me organized. She's the queen of organization. She makes cookies. And why would I say, Kelly, I'm just interested in putting my head in your lap and you holding me? And that's as far as I want to take it. You must have bumped your head if you think that's all I'm looking at. You must have bumped your head if you think I don't want some of those cookies. And I'm overlooking the fact that she washes my clothes. She keeps me organized. She tells me when I'm spending too much money. She tries to keep me on budget. You must have bumped your head if you think I don't want that in my life. Why do we want to be satisfied with coming to church and saying, oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Kind of. Come here, son-in-law. I'll do you this way. Oh, I love you. I love you. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. And that's all that we want in a relationship with God. Are you serious? Don't you want to take some trips? Can I say that another way? Don't you want to eat some cookies? Don't you want to experience things that nobody else is experiencing? Alone time. Private time. Things that he tells to you that he don't tell to nobody else. Abraham. He'll stop by your house, Abraham, and talk to you. Should I not, Abraham? I don't think so, God. Well, let's talk about it. Let's parlay. Let's negotiate here. What do you think, Abraham? You know what I believe, Brother Bert? I wouldn't have wanted Abraham as my lawyer. You know why? Because I got a good feeling if he would have took it all the way down to zero, God would have said, okay. Okay. Just checking. And nobody would have been wiped out. You can get in that kind of relationship with God that before he does things, he'll let you know what he's fixing to do. This is what I'm seeking the face of God for in 2022. I don't believe that the end time is going to catch us unawares and we're not going to know which direction the church. God did not go all the way to Calvary to leave this church wandering aimlessly without direction and guidance. He's not going to let the devil outsmart his people. This is his church. We are his children. We are his bride. Come on. Did he speak to Joseph and say, hey, get up. Get out of here. Go to Egypt. By the way,
Let me tell you something I was intended to tell you back at Christmas time that I failed to tell you. You know why? You know why that Herod killed all of the children, male children, 2 years and younger? Because those magi had been following, when they went to report to Herod, they told him they had been following that star for 2 years. So he said, I got to go back to the point of origin. And I want all the male children 2 years and under to be killed. But the Holy Ghost said, hey, Joseph, get up. Get out of here. Go to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you it's time to come back. The devil is not going to be one up on the Holy Ghost ever. Come on, somebody. I need you to rise up in 2022 and say there is more to this than what I have seen. And I am in pursuit of bigger things and greater things than what I've ever had in all of my walk with God. Therefore, watch me. When I come to church and I'm seeing this and I love it, I don't want it to stop. In fact, I want it to intensify. Therefore, when I come to church, I am not even hardly waiting for the first key of the keyboard to be struck. I'm going to come out of my seat. I'm going to gather around this front. I'm going to dance before the Lord. I'm going to worship with all of my might. I'm going to create an atmosphere here that allows the supernatural power of God to flow through my life, the anointing of the Holy Ghost to come into my life. And when I leave this building, listen, when I leave this building today, I do not leave my experience here at church, but I take it home with me, and it goes with me Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. See you back here next Sunday. And when I come back in here, I come back in here with the same Holy Ghost. And I say, Holy Ghost, use me today. Holy Ghost, anoint me today. Bring me on somebody's direction. Put me in somebody's path. That hand. Come on, look at your hand. Say, that hand shall be anointed. That hand shall be anointed. Take your hands and put them on your cheeks right here. This mind shall be anointed. This mind shall have the mind of Christ. Let the same mind that was in Christ Jesus be in me. Come on, talk in tongues right now. Come on. Come on, somebody. The gifts of the Spirit are here. The gifts of the Spirit are here. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is here. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is here. That's it, young lady. That's it, young lady. You're about the same age that Mary was when she conceived and brought forth the Son of God. Yeah. You're about the same age. Come on, Holy Ghost. It's time for a supernatural encounter. It's time for a supernatural encounter. It's time for a supernatural encounter. Oh. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Train yourself right now to wait on the Lord. Get your mind off of anything else right now. Get your mind on Jesus. Train yourself to concentrate. Discipline yourself to concentrate. Listen to the Spirit. He'll speak to you if you listen. Right where you are, raise your hands to the Lord and invite the Spirit of the Lord to flow through you right now. Ah. If you need a notable miracle in your body right now, you need a notable miracle, a physical healing, I want you to get out of your seat. I want you to come down here to the front. Brother Anderson's fixing to lay his hands on you, and God is fixing to heal your body. If you need a notable miracle, I want you to come right now. Now, now. Don't hesitate. Come now. Come now. The gift of healing flow through you, brother. The gift of healing flow through you right now. The gift of healing flow through you. And by the stripes of Calvary's cross, you are healed. His blood is covering me right now. His blood is healing me right now. healed. Brother Tillotson, join him on this side right here. Join him on this side right here. Lay your hands on him and pray the prayer of faith. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall recover. Ah! This is the way God is going to start 2022 off, with notable miracles that's going to take place in this assembly. I am convinced that someone in this building is going to take on a healing today. Somebody is going to take on a miracle here today. There's another situation in your life right now. It may not be physical, but it's something that only God can do. Only God can intervene right now. You need that. I want you to walk down here right now. Come on. Come on. It's something that God is the only one that has the ability to fix. This has been a trial that's come your way, Brother Hannibal. But God's going to take care of you, sir. God's going to take care of you. God's going to take care of you. You watch God extract a blessing out of what seemed to be a catastrophe. You watch God take it out. You watch God pull a miracle out of that. You say, nobody laid their hand on my head. I don't even think that's important. What is important is your faith right now is touching Jesus. What is important is that you reach out in faith and touch Jesus. Come on, starve your doubts. Starve your doubts. Feed your faith. Starve your doubts. Feed your faith. Believe God. Believe God. Believe God. Jesus did it. Jesus did it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And I want everybody to raise your hands and say this after me. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Now take your hand and put it on your chest and say, in earth as it is in heaven. Let the kingdom come, Lord. Let the kingdom come, Lord. Let your 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 kingdom come. Take me, Holy Spirit. Use me, Holy Spirit. Use me, Holy Spirit. A vessel of honor to the Master's use. Take me, Holy Spirit. Here am I, Lord. Here am I, Lord. Here am I.
Thank you for listening. If our ministry has blessed you and you would like to support, please consider donating at powh.org.